You know, I was thinking about Brother Reggie's message this morning. I thought, you know, he talked about the home. He talked about parents and a very, very important thing. And I thought about, you know, is we were speaking or were thinking about speaking tonight, that the home is such an important thing, and choosing the right companion all go together. Everything goes together. And in choosing that right companion, how wonderful it is that we can work together. I think about how my wife and I, we work together as a team. And there are many, many homes tonight where either A, maybe, you know, one companion is not getting the help from the other companion, or maybe there's one working against the other. And so as I thought about that, you know, how wonderful it is when God puts two people together that they can work together for the Lord. Not only work together for the Lord, but they can work together as a team in raising their children and raising their family. And that's what God wants for each and every one of you tonight. That's what God wants for you. And, you know, what do you want to say? You know, Sister Sherry and I, or you see any successful couple, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't come together by fate. God put us together. God put us together, and God knows exactly who you need and what you need. You know, I thought about, I'm what do you want to say, the quiet one maybe out of the two of us. And I need my wife, though. I need my wife to, you know, maybe she's the one that always likes to, you know, prod and, you know, try to find out what's wrong if I'm being too quiet or whatever the case may be. And also, she needs me. She needs me sometimes, you know, she can be a very sensitive creature, and I'll say, okay, you know, it'll be all right. And so I offer support to her. So we'll talk about that a little bit maybe on Friday night. But anyway, how wonderful it is that, you know, maybe when one's down, one can help each other up. And so, again, it's very, very important, young people, and we've heard it all week, and you've heard us say it, you know, during June over and over and over again, that this is the second most important decision that we are going to make in our lives, is choosing the right companion. And the first most important one is what? Hello? Getting saved, serving the Lord, right? And so, I need to get back into practice. I'm 2 weeks out from starting school, and so I need some help. So, back in June, there might be some, what do you want to say, some common themes from every speaker spoke about, or every couple spoke about, or some things that you took away from our speakers. And so, in finding or choosing the right companion, what would be one thing, or let's list a couple things or a few things, did you take away that is very, very important in choosing the right companion? Brother Lucas.
Keep your relationship in the light. Keep your relationship in the light.
Oh, okay. Good. All right, so keep the relationship in the light. Okay? What would be another one?
Pray.
Pray. What would be another one, Brother Evan?
Wait for the right one.
Wait. Patiently, right? Brother Alex. Okay, so wait for the perfect puzzle piece. How about if I just put / for the right one? What else? Anything else? Those are all good. We're not missing anything?
Counsel.
Counsel. All right. Brother Alex.
Busy yourself for the Lord.
Okay, busy yourself for the Lord. Okay.
Don't jump in too quickly.
Don't jump in too quickly. Each other in a group setting. Brother Lucas.
Find someone that's spiritual.
Spiritual, okay. Find someone that is spiritual. How about if I just put spirituality? All right. There we go. Anything else? So, what we have on the board? We have keep the relationship in the light. Pray, wait for the right one, seek godly counsel, busy yourself for the Lord, don't jump in quickly, get to know one another in a group setting, and be spiritual. And so there are some things that you actually brought up that I want to emphasize just a little bit, maybe kind of set the stage for our speakers this week. But again, as we begun this series in June on choosing the right companion, again, tonight with the Lord's help, we just kind of want to set the stage. And so, again, we listed some things on the board. And one thing that maybe we didn't put on the board is, don't you think it's really important that both of you are saved and living for the Lord? Absolutely. It is absolutely necessary that both of you are saved and living for the Lord. But also, not only saved, but you need to be grounded. And what I mean by that is if one of you is newly saved, make sure they have time to prove themselves. Don't jump in, like you said, don't jump into a relationship quickly and say, oh, yeah, I've been looking at this person for a really, really long time, and now they're saved, and I can really seek them. No. 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 All right? Don't jump in too quickly. Let them prove themselves. Let them prove themselves. What do I mean by proving themselves? So in other words, that they're showing the fruits of salvation, right? Make sure that they're not up and down. Make sure that they're, you know, they're really grounded in the things of God and they're really, really living for the Lord. Make sure that they're not doing it for some ulterior motive. There are people that will go to an altar of prayer, they'll get saved, and it's for an ulterior motive. Make sure that they're serving God for the right motive. Make sure they're serving God for the right motive. Learn some things about their character. I think about that. Learn some things about their character. And what do I mean by their character? What are we looking for when we're looking for things about their character?
How they treat others.
Take these things and watch. Use these and listen. You know, I find a lot out about my students just by watching and listening. Again, we were at Cedar Point, and Whitney made the comment to me. She says, some of the conversations that some of these kids are having, it's unbelievable. Again, watch and listen. It's important. Why? Because if there's anything that will alert you to anything being wrong, if there's any red lights or anything going off in your mind, it comes from watching and it comes from listening. So it's important, young people, that we watch and listen. So again, going back about their character, you know, with their character, how do they treat their parents? I think that's really, really important. Because if they treat their parents in a particular way, they're going to treat you the same way. They're going to treat you the same way. So if they're snarky, they're sassy and all kinds of things, then you're going to get a companion or somebody that you're going to be tied up with the rest of your life that's snarky and sassy. So, how do they treat their elders? How do they treat other children? How do they treat other children? And I thought about how they treat animals. You think, well, that's kind of dumb. No. I think that has a lot to do with a person's character. How do they treat animals? How do they treat you when they're around their friends? How do they treat you when you, let's say for instance, you're around your friends? How do you treat that other one that you're interested in? Do you treat them like they don't exist? Because that'll play a part in your relationship on down the road, I guarantee you. If they put friends, especially if you're in a serious relationship, if they put friends ahead of you, might be a little bit of a warning sign, right? Are they active participants in the work of God, just like we put on the board? Busy yourself for the Lord. Are they active participants in the work of God? Do they behave out of church functions just like they behave at church functions? So in other words, what I'm saying is, do they act the same while they're in church as they would out of church? That's important. If they're acting one way outside of church and they act another way inside of church, that's a problem. Do they have selfish tendencies? That's very, very important. Very, very important. So these are things about their character that you really, really, really got to pay attention to. Are there any red flags? Is there anything going on that you see that, man, I really think this may be a problem? And if that's the case, you better take a step back. You better take a step back. Just like we put on the board, are both of you spiritual? I still think about that message that Brother Borders preached a couple Wednesdays ago. It's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to be spiritual. And so, are both of you spiritual? That's important. One can be saved and the other can be spiritual, but you still can be unequally yoked together. The Bible talks about being unequally yoked. And so, again, are both of you spiritual? That's important. Do you both have the desire to please God above all else? Are you both involved in the work of God? Is serving God the top priority in your life? That right there is important. That right there is important because when problems come, when struggles come, when things come along in your life, you better have yourself rooted and grounded in God, and you better be spiritual. Because I guarantee you, you know, our children have said before, I think, I don't know if it was Natalie or whoever, she says, you make this look easy. No, it's God that helps us make it look easy. It's nothing in us. It's God. And yes, we've had our struggles. We've had our ups and downs. We've had times where we've We've disagreed. We've had situations in life that, you know, that it could have tore us apart as a couple. But it's only God. And that's why we've got to be spiritual and rooted and grounded in God. Now, we talked about, and then also, if you remember, I think we ought to have the list, right? And what I mean by that list, those qualities that we're looking for. So being saved, being spiritual, all those things. I think there ought to be a list of non-negotiables. All right, there ought to be a list of non-negotiables. But also, I think there are some qualities that each and every one of us should look for, right? Now, don't get stuck or hung up on that list. Because there may be somebody on that list that checks off every one of those. But it still may be the right one, wrong time, or the wrong one, I guess, at the right time. I don't know. But don't get stuck on the list. I think about Sister Tammy Green talking about, you know, she had on her list that her husband had to be musically inclined. Well, her husband didn't get that quality. All right? Her husband didn't get that quality. But you know what? He was the right one for her. He was the right one for her. And so again, yes, so I think we ought to have the list. But don't get so hung up on that list that God can't put somebody in your path. And you can still, even though that maybe one can't carry a tune in the bucket and the other one can, that shouldn't be a deal breaker, because God's got all those other qualities in that perfect person that matches up for you. And so, again, I believe that there is a list of non-negotiables. And, you know, I thought about this also, that don't be so glued to that list that you miss the forest for the trees. If you're seriously considering dating someone, and I believe we've got it on the board, seek godly counsel. Very, very important, young people. Seek godly counsel. You know, I think about, you know, you ought to, and not only in seeking godly counsel, I think both of you ought to seek godly counsel. Now, I think it's very, very important that both of you go talk to the pastor, you talk to your parents, you talk to someone spiritual that you have confidence in. I think both of you ought to talk to them. And also, become friends first. And we'll, Sister Sherry and I will talk about that when we speak. But we didn't have any choice. We had to become friends first. Why? Because we were very, very young. We were very, very young. And we could not date until she was 16. And so the only, again, we didn't have phones. Well, we had phones. They were landlines. And that, those are landlines that you actually had a cord hooked to. They might have had, what do you want to say, cordless phones, but they were probably in their infancy at that particular time. Most phones everybody had, they had a cord on them. And so, Sherry could only take the phone as far as the cord would let her go. Same with me. And so, we had to become friends first. And I would suggest that to everyone. Become friends first. Again, date in groups. Date in groups. Get to know one another while you're dating in a group. I think that's very, very important. Again, not only do you see them interact with other people, and I'm sure there are people within that group that might get under that other person's skin, and you know, it's good to see how they react, how they interact with somebody maybe they just don't quite hit it off with. Because a lot of times, how they treat that person is how they're going to treat you. And how they react to situations is how they're going to react to situations when you are together as a couple. And so, date in groups. Again, I had here in my notes, which we put on the board, keep your dating in the light. Keep your dating in the light. And also, I think about, even if you are both raised in the church, I had somebody make this comment to me one time, you were both raised in Church of God families and you had similar upbringings. Wrong. Sister Cummings is the daughter of Sister Green, which Sister Green was the daughter of Sister or Grandma Skeen. And so there is a long line, a long heritage there of, what do you want to say, them living for the Lord, them being rooted and grounded in the things of God. And my family was very, very new to the Church of God. Very, very new to salvation. My dad was a Catholic when my mom and dad got married. My mom really had no, what do you want to say, spiritual training in the home. When, even though my grandpa went to church, he went to church and the kids stayed home. So she really had no spiritual training. And so even though, yes, I came to the Church of God at maybe 13 years old, and it was in 1980, so you can do the math. I'm 55, so if you want to do the math. But, 14. So, 14. Come to the Church of God when I was 14 years old. So, she had a head start on me. Plus, she had a heritage that they could fall back on. And so, again, just because that I was raised here in the church doesn't mean that we had very similar upbringings. We had to play some catch-up as far as the Strzelecki family was concerned. And so there were a lot of things that I had to learn that basically was ingrained ever since she was a baby. So again, just because you were brought up in the Church of God doesn't mean that you have very similar upbringing. And so the point that I'm getting at is there are a lot of things that in becoming friends that you need to talk about. Spiritual matters. Spiritual things that you can be talking about. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Then it may be when you start dating or whatever the case may be, what do you think about raising children? What happened? What would you do, or what should we do when this happens, or whatever? So the point that I'm getting at is there's a lot of things that when you get close to getting to the marriage thing, you better have it figured out. You better have it figured out. You better know the direction that you're going. Talk about those things that are important to you. And there are some issues that will make the blending of families difficult. Just because, again, both of you are in the Church of God, both of you are saved and living for God, sometimes the blending of families presents some issues too. And so those are things that you need to think about. Those are things, remember, the old saying goes, when you marry a certain person, you marry the family too. You marry the family too. So, become friends. Talk about those things. Talk about those things. And then also, as I think about, you know, choosing the right companion, and I think Brother Reggie and Sister Jill, maybe they will talk about this, but they had a long-distance relationship. They had a long-distance relationship, and then Brother Sister Polston talked about that. They had a long-distance relationship. And long-distance relationships pose their own set of problems. And growing up, just because you go to a Church of God congregation doesn't mean both congregations operate the same way too, right? And so there are differences in administration. There are all kinds of things. There are some adjustments that need to be made. So again, long-distance relationships can be problematic in themselves. And so young people, as we enter into this camp meeting, I highly advise you to take some notes, to write some things down. And, you know, again, these are just some things that were brought out, some things that we just kind of wanted to refresh your memory on. Call your mind to, because these are very, very important things. And so, as we enter in to the camp meeting, Lord willing, Brother Donald and Sister Arlene will be our speakers for tomorrow night. Brother Alex would be our chairman. And so, let's pray. Let's pray for Brother Donald and Sister Arlene. I know when they, you know, anytime anybody gets up here, you get nervous, all right? You get nervous. And so, we want to pray for them. And let's go praying in our next service. So if you'd stand, we're going to ask Brother Cody Green to dismiss in prayer, please.